It's the Darren Copeland Experience. You've never heard anything like it.
You used to call me on my... You used to. Yeah. You used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love. Call me on my cell phone.
Call me on my cell phone because I'm hot. It's gonna be hotter tomorrow.
Hot like Marie.
Hot like shirt sticking. Anyway, the guy I was thinking of was the guy I was thinking of that the Boston Celtics might want to trade. They're looking to actively trade Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, and Jay Crowder. So Jay Crowder is the guy. I would think that you could get Marcus Smart and Jay Crowder.
Not bad.
Yeah, get Marcus Smart and Jay Crowder. And you'd have to get rid of a couple bigs. So, you know, I'm not even sure that Fareed is in this because I'm not sure that he's okay. But his game is really limited. Plus you have, you know, Hernan Gomez you want to give my... I didn't even talk about Hernan Gomez. But you have all these guys that you can trade. And the Celtics are going to need cheap big men because they signed Gordon Hayward to that huge contract. So they're really looking to – actually, they need to clear cap room in order to fit Gordon Hayward in with the Celtics. And in order to do that, the Celtics really need to get rid of Marcus Smart, Avery Bradley, and Jay Howard. Jay Crowder. So, you know, I think the Nuggets are still going to deal out there. I think there's still something brewing for the Nuggets. I really think that they want to get another. And this is where I kind of worry when I talk about the Nuggets. Get another high-profile name?
Another one?
Another one?
Nuggets.
Well, I mean, Millsap. Millsap's a big name.
Yeah.
Jokic is a big name. Now, people are starting to see that. Is there a third guy? Can you make a big three? Could you get a big three out here? What if you were to get... I don't know. There's just a lot of options. I just don't think the Nuggets are... You know, the Nuggets are... Everyone's kind of looking for the big three, and I'm worried that the Nuggets are sort of... Oh, we can't get the big three, but, you know, we can get sort of a medium three. I mean, Millsap's a good player joke, but who are you going to get your third guy? You need a score. So I don't know. Meanwhile, the Rockies are still winning. Despite having like 19 people on base, the Reds have like 19 people on base. 19? Is that how much it is? 19 people they've had on base? And this this has been the real problem with the Rockies. When you think of that game, when you think of the game that they lost yesterday, 8-1, right? How many guys did they have on base? I mean, it's not like they didn't have opportunities to win that game. You know, they were on that 9-game home on the 9-game road trip. I was going to say road stand. They scored only 26 runs, but think of how many people they had on base. You got to get guys in. And I'm not sure exactly what the problem is. Is it too many guys trying to hit the home run rather than hit the... It seems like you have too many guys that would rather hit the home run rather than hit the bunt single.
Hit for contact?
Yeah. Do you remind me of the terrible movie Mr. 3000?
Bernie.
Where, you know, he was a very selfish ball player, but at the end, what does he do? He gets the sacrifice, doesn't get the hit, but
they win.
The run scores and they get in the playoffs. I'm not sure we're seeing that from enough players. I think there's a lot of guys trying to do, and you say you want to do too much, but I think it's like they want swinging for glory.
I want to be on the front page.
They want to be on the front page. They want to be on the back page. They want to hit a 6-run home run is what they want.
Espen.
Espen, the magazine.
Yeah.
And that gets me very angry. But you can't help it. If you're a competitor and your team is losing, you want to do everything possible to help your team win. I mean, that's just how guys are made up. Folk are made up, you know, boys and girls, guys and dolls, all the people. Is that you want to do everything you can, and sometimes that means that you try too hard to win. You know, every rookie pitcher coming up feels like they need to put in every ball for a strike. They got to be precise. The next thing you know, they're getting shellacked.
Yeah, let's go back to the beginning of the season where
It
seemed like they were doing everything that right, and it wasn't like they were trying too hard to win. They were just going out and playing.
Listen, Kyle Freeland is not Justin Verlander. Sensatella is not Max Scherzer. Herman, not German Marquez, is not Mad Baumgartner.
Madison Baumgartner. Mad Bum.
Hoffman is not Clayton Kershaw.
Nope.
Okay. But that doesn't mean that you can't be successful. You got to be you. You can't be more than you. Because if you try to be more than you, sometimes you become less of you. Wait, did that? Let me make sure that made sense.
Wait, become more of you.
Sometimes when you try to become more of you, you end up becoming less of you. Right?
So when you overextend and try to do too much, you become less of what you actually can be.
Yes. So when you're trying to do too much, you end up doing less. See? I make perfect sense.
Yes.
Everyone maligns me because they don't believe that I make sense, and that makes perfect sense.
For the most part, yes, it does.
It does for the... Alex! It makes sense.
Yes. It does make sense.
It makes sense.
These aren't the droids you're looking for?
These are not the droids you're looking for. I still maintain that you can go get someone like... do you know who else would be a good pickup? If you could find him, I think he might... I don't know if he's even in the league or injury anymore. How about someone like R.A. Dickey?
Oh, yeah.
Everyone knows my treatise on knuckleballers.
Yeah.
Having a knuckleball starter here?
They know 80% of the time you don't know where they're going. So
100% of the time.
100% of the time you don't know where they're going.
Nobody knows where a knuckleball's going. So the point I was trying to make, and I'll try and make it again, is if no one knows where
it's going.
Okay, so a pitch at altitude breaks 8% less than it would at sea level.
Yes.
Okay, so pitchers and hitters oftentimes try to account for that. But there is no accounting for a curve for a knuckleball. So, you know, because no one knows where a knuckleball goes. Bob Uecker once said that he was the best catcher at handling knuckleballers. They said, how'd you do? He says, well, the pitcher throws a knuckle, and then I go back to the back of the backstop and pick it up and throw it back to him.
Yeah.
Nobody knows where a knuckleball is going. So, having 8% less knuckle here just doesn't make a difference because it could go anywhere. And that's why I think that a knuckleballer would be great for here. Plus it would be a change of a pace. You couldn't account for it. Put R.A. Dickey in the middle of this lineup. And then all of a sudden it's just strange. It was what Wakefield used to do for Boston. So he signed through this year, okay? He's with the Atlanta Braves right now. So he's maybe someone. He might be someone. He's 6-5 this year. Maybe that's a guy, A.J. Happ. But the Rockies need someone who can come in here and be themselves.
Yes, they do.
I'm frankly shocked that the Rockies are still winning this game. By the way, following us is another live program, the Homegrown Sports Bros with the Homegrown Sports Show. So after the Rockies game, listen in to Mile High Sports Radio, and you can get live Rockies talk after the game. You can't do that anywhere else.
Only station that's doing it here, right here in Colorado.
Only station that's doing it here in Colorado.
Colorado.
Unless you want to try and call some national show. Good luck with that.
I don't know. I always get people calling in from Arizona. Whenever we play Arizona.
303-831-1340, you could call us. It's a local call.
Might be from Arizona.
Do you know how hot it is? It's probably less hot in Arizona right now.
No. You take that back.
It's a dry heat. You know what else is a dry heat? A broiler.
Yeah. A crematorium.
Crematorium.
Yeah.
Yes. Crematorium. It's a dry heat.
Very dry. Very dry.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back.
Oh, wow, man. Wait a second, man. What do you think the teacher's gonna look like this year?